Now, to find out how the teachers are feeling, the CBC's Heather Gillis checked in with the president of the NLTA, Dean Ingram.
Like everyone in the province, the first day of school, and for me going back 46 years, is it's a day of excitement. Teachers are excited to get back to class. It's what they wanted. Students are excited to get back. It's what they wanted. But like every school year, there's always a certain degree of anxiety, and this year the anxiety for parents, for students, and certainly teachers is enhanced because concerns about health and safety measures we see that need to be put in place with regards to COVID. So there is a significant amount of anxiety. We have had a number of concerns brought to our attention. These concerns we have brought forward to the district and the department of Minister Osborne. In fact, as recently as yesterday, we had a good meeting with regards to that discussion there. These concerns we brought forward from the district's perspective, schools are safe and they have implemented measures that the chief medical officer has maintained are needed in our schools, and we will be continuing to monitor the situation.
So like you said, you met with the government yesterday. What kind of things are you guys collectively working to change in school?
Well, our position has remained consistent, is that we still see a concern, we still have a concern, with the degree to which schools and other public venues are different in terms of expectations. We still have a concern about class size issues. We still have a concern about mandatory mask wearing and why there's a differential standard for public venues and our school system. We have a concern with why teachers as employees are being treated differently than other public sector workers and other employees at large. So these are things we'll continue to engage with. It's been brought to our attention some concerns about sanitation measures, about physical distancing, mask availability, and these are things we're going to continue to have discussions on to ensure we go forward to advocate on behalf of the solutions that we feel are needed in the system.
How will you go about gathering feedback from teachers in the 250 schools in the province now to see how they're feeling and to see how the first couple of days and week really have gone?
We have been regularly communicating with our members since March, indicating to them that our staff are there to hear their concerns and we will bring them forward on their behalf. That is not something that's changed. What we would encourage all members to do is ensure that when they do have these concerns, they need to bring them forward so we can be made aware of them and bring them forward to the appropriate individuals to look to lay them out there.
What about teachers being asked to stay late and come in early to accommodate bus schedules? Have you heard anything on that?
That's the first I've heard of that. What I would say is that I wouldn't be prepared to make any comment until I've had a chance to dig in things a little deeper, but it's something that, should this indeed be the case, is something that we need to have some discussions with the appropriate individuals.
Mm-hmm. And as the first day has rolled out, have you heard any feedback from teachers about how things have gone?
We have had concerns expressed up to yesterday. We have been working through them. As I mentioned, we did bring these forward as recently as yesterday, and we've been assured that the concerns we brought forward will be addressed. That being said, as the school year unfolds, we would encourage all parents that mask wearing is something that needs to be considered. We would encourage all parents to take this opportunity, while the prevalence in the province is indeed low, to educate their children on the importance of mask wearing, how to properly wear the masks. Irrespective of the directives, I think it's an important step. It's for their own personal safety, and it's for all of our benefit should we do that. These are things we need to look at going forward. While the prevalence is low, it provides an opportunity to normalize mask wearing as things move forward.
Absolutely. I guess now that we're over this big hurdle, back to school, things will start to normalize. How do you foresee the next couple of weeks rolling out?
This is not going to be a normal year. It's one that is unprecedented, and I'm hopeful that for the remainder of my career in education and well beyond, we never see a year like this again. I would encourage parents to be understanding and patient and understand that their teachers are working their way through this as well. It's important that they support the teachers. They will be trying to deliver curriculum in an altered environment. They're measuring curriculum delivery pace will be different. Instructional delivery will be different. But again, to all parents, please encourage your children to follow the necessary health and safety measures as outlined. It's in all of our interest to do this, and the more those measures are followed, the better the chance we can have a safe return to school, one that remains safe for all within the buildings.
That's Dean Ingram. He is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. There'll be more on this story tonight on Here and Now. But right now, here on the radio, I want to ask you, how did day one go? Whether you were a student, a parent, or a teacher, or someone else involved in the education system, what grade would you give the first day? We got 187, as I said, more to come. 1-800-465-6846 is the toll-free number to dial. Our email address is onthego@cbc.ca.